哇，咁多人！各位弟兄姊妹早晨。我哋一齐祈祷啊！去到教会前面嘅路，我哋一齐祈祷。
Let's pray together for our church.
亲爱主耶稣，我哋首先多谢你拯救我哋每一位弟兄姊妹。
Dear Jesus, thank you for saving each and every one of us.
将我哋放喺基约宣道会。一段嘅日子
，That you have put us here at NCAC。
主，我哋求你自己继续保守基约宣道会。
Lord, keep us here at NCAC。
主，我哋相信你系教会嘅大牧者。
Lord, we believe you are the great shepherd of our church。
你会继续嘅不断嘅引领基约宣道会。
And you will continue to lead us at NCAC。
主，我求你自己嘅圣灵嘅能够降临。
We pray that your Holy Spirit is among us.
能够引导我们教会的领袖们。
And to keep and lead our leaders of the church.
与我们的领袖能够有一个顺服神的心。
That our leaders are always willing to obey your will.
以至到我们所作的决定。
That whatever decision we're going to make.
所行的事。
Whatever we're going to do.
所讲的说话。
And whatever we're going to say.
我们的思想。
That our thoughts.
都能够荣神益人。
Are all glorious in your kingdom.
And
we pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. 今天呢有好要首先欢迎一对新人哈。
First of all, I'd like to welcome a new couple amongst us.
上个礼拜呢我哋嫁咗个女今日佢翻娘家。
Okay, last week a daughter amongst us is married off, and today she's back with us.
So, Jen and Nate, 起身哈。
So we welcome Jen and Nate.
Come, 我知道佢今日会翻嚟，所以我真系好希望佢会翻嚟崇拜，所以可以介绍俾大家。
We're very thankful that they're back to worship with us.
请大家打开哥林多前书第十六章。
So please open your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 16.
嗱，我谂大家都知道咧，哥林多教会系耶稣复活升天之后大概30年咧，保罗所建立嘅教会啊，同埋咧系写嘅呢本书嘅时间。
The Church of Corinth was built about 30 years after the death and resurrection of Christ, and this is also about the same time when Paul wrote this letter.
咁咧係一班咧係剛信主嘅一班嘅人啦，係一個咧係好活喺一個相當之罪惡嘅城市當中。
So this is a church with many new believers, and they live in a city of sin.
咁咧就對佢哋嚟講咧係一個嘅好大嘅挑戰。
So to the believers, it's a huge challenge.
令佢哋咧有好多時候咧好混亂。
Many times they are confused.
有些時候咧，佢哋係會做錯事嚇。
And sometimes they make mistakes.
但係咧，神咧，你睇到咧，係保羅咧依然愛依間教會，就好似上帝愛依間教會一樣。
But Paul still loved this church, just like how Christ loved this church.
嗱，依間教會，如果大家睇依卷書嘅時候，你發覺佢哋好強調到人嘅一啲嘅經歷或者感受。
When you look at the letter of Corinthians, you know that they always emphasize on some human experience.
但保罗希望他们能够在他写一封信的时候能够在这方面去矫正他们而且将他们的信仰能够建立在一个好的基础上。
But Paul is writing this letter to correct them so that they're not basing their faith on human ecstatic experience.
所以当他差不多写完这卷书信的时候他讲了这两句很重要的说话。
So when he's about to conclude this letter, he said,These verses.
So, 我今天希望能够借保罗这两句说话能够勉励大家。
So, I'm going to use Paul's last words to encourage us.
包括我自己在内，当然。
Including myself.
大家看的时候，这两节短短的经文里面是有五个的动词在当中。
In the last verse here, there are actually five verbs.
这五个动词都是一个命令式的动词。
And these five verbs of action are commands.
如果大家睇呢兩節經文嘅時候咧，你應該唔會困難睇到咧，係頭嗰一節啊，第十三節咧，係一個好堅硬嘅一個嘅講到咧，係軍人嘅一個嘅情況，軍隊嘅一個情況。
When you look at verse 13, you would see that he's using a very strong voice here to talk about something tough as the military.
但係第十四節咧，佢講到柔軟嘅一面嚇。
But verse 14 is more tender.
所以你看到保罗在这里讲的时候，教会所需要的都是这两方面。
So the church needs both sides.
一个是很坚定的意志。
A toughness.
还有一个柔软的心。
And a tender heart.
要怎样将它活现出来是一个相当之困难的一件事情。
It's quite an art to be able to live out the two sides.
但我相信这是神对我们的期望。
But this is what God's expecting of us.
感谢主，我们希望教会不会将这两件事调回转。
I hope the church is not doing the reverse.
就是一个很温柔的，即是没什么力的一个意志的，这样的坚定的心，没有这样的。
Having a tender will.
但就有一个很刚硬的心。
Or having a tough heart.
所以我们看到的时候，我们跟大家分享两点啊，今天。
So there are two points I'd like to share with you today.
第一点就是在真道上要坚定。
Firstly, we must stand firm in our faith.
我刚刚讲了，保罗用的字眼在当时的基督徒看的时候，他们会想到罗马的军人的情况。
So when the readers of Paul's days read his verses, they would think about the military in the Roman soldiers.
所以第十三节里面有四个动词。
So there are four verses in verse 13.
第一个动词就是要警醒。
The first verb is to be on your guard.
我想打第一张 PowerPoint 出来。警醒。
Be on guard.
你会看到是做军人的时候，无论去到哪里要扎营也好，或者守城的时候，都要一班的军人是做这个所谓守卫的工作。
No matter where an army is going, they always have sentries standing on guard.
就是要很警醒的，看看有没有这个敌人会来攻城或者是攻他们。
They have to stand watch and keep watch to see if enemies are coming.
在属灵上，我们知道我们的敌人是经常的是找机会去攻击教会，攻击每一位的弟兄姊妹。
Spiritually, our enemies are always finding opportunities to attack us.
用这些字眼，好像在圣经提到的，就是这个世界。
Some words describing our enemies are like the world,
情欲,
lust,
还有一些邪恶,
or evil.
很多时候呢，我们的敌人就藉着我们人的软弱的时候，或者我们的价值观是很世界的价值观的时候，用这些途径来攻击我们教会。
Our enemies like to use our weakness or our worldly values to attack us.
这个就是保罗第一样要提到的，就是我们有一个谨慎的心，要去不断的警醒，留心这些攻击。
So we must keep watch and constantly stand on guard about the attacks of the enemy.
这个是第一步能够保护教会 的重要第一点。
This is the first step in protecting our church.
我们都知道很多时候打仗是一个所谓突击的时候是最危险的。
In a battle, sudden raids are most dangerous.
就是因为那些军人或者是军队守城的时候他们睡着了。
And it could be because the sentries fall asleep.
被人有机会是所谓乘机可以攻击。
And the enemies attack because of that.
所以我希望弟兄姊妹能够真的在我们的生命里头留心一样东西，魔鬼随时都找机会藉着我们的弱点来攻击你。
So in our lives, we have to stand guard constantly because the enemy, Satan, is always trying to attack us.
就好像你会怎知道有一个真定假的分别呢？哪些是敌人，哪些是自己人呢？
How do you know who's your friend and who's your foe?
当你守城的时候，好似一个军人的时候，他点知道哪些是他自己的敌，哪些是他敌人，哪些是一些所谓冇敌意的人呢？
When you're standing on guard like the sentry, how would you know who's your friend and who's your enemy?
这个就来到我们第二点，讲到怎样在真道上要站立得稳。
And this brings us to our second verb to be, is to stand firm in the faith.
如果我对我们的真理的认识能够清楚的话，就好像大家都听过一个真银子和假银子的分别。
If we know the truth well, just like how we can recognize real money or fake money.
因为假银子，如果你掂得真嘅银子多吓，边个喺银行做嘅都知道啦。
If you work in a bank and you're constantly in touch with real money,
或者你做 cashier 啦吓。
Or if you're a cashier,
你会好快就会认得出边都系真嘅，边都系假。
Then right away you recognize counterfeit money.
所以就要求我哋咧，能够喺真道上能够站立得稳，要对我哋嘅认识真理有认识。
So to stand firm in our faith, we have to know the truth well.
嗱，好多人误会咗咧，系这个站立得稳啊，喺个信心上嘅站立得稳。
Don't be mistaken about how to stand firm in the faith.
很多人觉得，如果我只要相信就得噶啦。
People think as long as I believe, I'm okay.
很多人要话咧，如果我信某一啲嘅嘢就 okay。
If I have a belief, I'm okay.
就好似我寻日喺迦南团同一班弟兄姊妹分享一样。
I shared with brothers and sisters yesterday in the Canaan Fellowship.
我喺短宣队嘅时候咧，见到我哋啲队员咧同一个 cashier 喺分享啊，喺南美洲。
At short-term missions in South America, one of our team members shared this with a cashier.
喺一间 grocery store， 即系
个 grocery store。
咁咧，仲你知道买嘢俾钱好快嘅啫嘛。
You know, transactions happen very quickly.
喺一兩分鐘之內咧，我哋嘅隊員咧就向呢個女士咧係講福音啊。
Within one or two minutes, our team member was trying to bring out the gospel to this cashier.
仲問佢信唔信
？And asked her, "Do you believe?"
咁個女士就話信。
And she said, "Oh yeah."
我諗佢係咪即係好似信佛啊、信耶穌冇乜分別
？But it makes no difference to her what she believed, Buddha or Jesus.
你如果淨係要求人信嘅話，我相信一啲都唔難。
If you just ask for someone to believe, it's not difficult.
但今日我哋讲嘅信系究竟我哋信边一位先至重要。
Who do you believe in is important.
如果我哋真系相信主耶稣基督嘅话，我哋就要随时准备要付一个嘅代价。
If we truly believe in Jesus Christ, we have to be prepared for some sacrifice.
呢个唔系关于你信嗰个嘅重要性啊！你话我信啊？
It's not about your act of believing.
有啲人會問：你信唔信耶穌啊？咁樣。
Someone would ask you, "Do you believe in Jesus?"
佢哋好多人都話信。
And a lot of people will answer you, "Yeah, I believe."
就好似信多倫多係咁樣嘅，信呢樣嘢，信嗰樣嘢，個個人都信一啲嘅嘢。
And just like you believe in the city of Toronto, the mayor, and all that.
Okay. 冇提到市長。很多時候我們太過強調，就好像哥林多教會一樣，我們有一個危險，就是我們很強調個人的經歷和感受。
Sometimes we stress a lot of emphasis on our own personal experience and how we feel.
但我很想強調的就是我們的信的對象才是最重要。
But the most important thing is the object of your faith.
馬丁路德呢曾經呢列了一些是說主要的所謂基本信仰。
Martin Luther once listed some basic theology.
所謂solas 嗰啲，所謂 onlys 嗰啲嘢。
His solas or his onlys.
咁咧，佢講到咧係只有聖經。
He talked about only scripture.
我今日同大家分享佢其中三個所謂嘅只有啊。
So I'd like to share with you his three onlys.
其中一個就係經文啊，聖經。
The first one is only the scripture.
只有聖經。
Only scripture.
你可能話啊，牧師，我不嬲都淨係睇聖經啊。
And you may say, yeah, I only read the Bible.
我又唔會睇摩門經嘅。
I don't read the Book of Mormon.
我又唔會讀可蘭經嘅。
I don't read the Quran.
我更加唔會睇佛經。
And I don't read the Buddhist literature.
我淨係睇聖經。
I only read the Bible.
咁睇嚟我冇乜問題喎。
So I'm fine.
嗱，我想相信嘅咧，我相信馬丁路德講嘅唔係淨係話你淨係睇聖經。
But this is not what Martin Luther talks about.
我相信他讲的就是当我们说只是圣经意思的时候是以圣经为最高的权威。
When he talks about scripture only, he is talking about recognizing scripture as your highest authority.
当然你不会看摩门经、可兰经、佛经。
Yeah, I know you don't read the Book of Mormon or the Quran.
但很多时候我们用了人的传统、人的文化、人的想法、所谓世间的智慧。取代了聖經。
But a lot of times we use our own worldly experience, value, and wisdom to replace the Bible.
第二個就是主耶穌，只有主耶穌。
The second only is only Jesus.
我們相信每一個基督徒都應該相信只有主耶穌是我們的救主。
Every believer should recognize only Jesus is our Savior.
但在我們心裡面很多時候被其他的物質、信念取代了。
But in our hearts, a lot of times, we might be replacing our Savior with other things in our heart.
有些是金錢，有些是物質上的東西。
Sometimes money or your finance.
有些是迷信。
Or superstition.
我們沒錯說是耶穌重要。
Yes, we say only Jesus.
但在實際生活上，我們可能被其他的一些迷信、一些思想所衝擊。
But in our daily living, we may be attacked by our own superstitions or religiousness.
第三樣當然就是這個信心，只有信心。
The third only is only faith.
今天很多基督徒或者都还是在这里挣扎着，究竟我的信仰或者我的救恩是不是真的只单靠信心就够。
A lot of Christians are still struggling today. Is my belief, is my salvation only based on faith alone?
是不是真的不需要做任何事就可以白白得来的呢？
Do I really need to do nothing and receive salvation freely?
所以马丁路德强调这个只有信心的重要。
So Martin Luther stresses a lot on only faith.
因为如果我们在这方面能够让魔鬼来够影响我们的时候，我们就会开始觉得这个救恩不是只是主耶稣的。
If our faith is attacked by our enemy, then we could be thinking that our salvation is not just based on believing in Jesus.
你要看这个的进展的时候，就是首先要警醒。
So you could see the progression. First of all, be on guard.
还有要站立得稳，当人攻击你的时候，军队的责任就是要站在这里，站在这里，是持守这些所谓的地方。
And secondly, stand firm. When you're in the army and you're under attack, you must stand firm on your ground.
第三点就是要做个大丈夫。
And thirdly, be a man.
我们很多时候呢是看这个字，大丈夫。
Sometimes we look at being a man.
那你说我是姊妹来的，牧师。
And you say, I'm no man, I'm a woman.
咁系咪真系唔使做大丈夫咧
？So I don't have to be a man。
嗱，呢个字啊，呢个原文啊，要作大丈夫呢个字咧，喺新约只系出现过一次，就喺呢度。
So being a man or to be man of courage has only appeared once in the New Testament。
你奇怪点解保罗叫呢一班嘅用军人嘅背景同呢班信徒讲嘅时候，点解会加呢句就话你要持守真理嘅时候，你要 act like a man？
Why is Paul putting acting like a man here?
因为在打仗的背景里面，大家都知道当时是全部打仗的人都是男士。
So in the army in those days, everyone are male.
我相信大家今天看中东的情况，你都会看到原来你有军备有训练都不等于你一定赢。
As you see in our worldly crisis today in the Middle East, you know that you don't always win when you have all the necessary equipment.
你睇伊拉克咧，系美国训练咗佢哋好多年啦，嗰啲军人。
The U.S. was in Iraq for a long time, and they were trained.
俾咗好多嘅所谓嘅武器佢哋。
And equipped them with army weapons.
当佢走嘅时候，俾留低好多武器俾佢哋。
So the U.S. has left them equipped.
但系过去呢几个月，呢一个嘅所谓叫做ISIS.
But in the last few months, we saw the ISIS.
当佢哋出现嘅时候，呢啲嘅伊拉克嘅军人咧，系走都走唔切。
And when ISIS came along, the Iraq soldiers are fleeing.
佢哋冇呢个警醒嘅心。
They do not have the heart to stand on guard.
佢哋应该站喺佢哋嘅岗位上。
They have to stand firm.
但你发觉原来嗰个心智不存在嘅话
，But when their heart is not there,
当敌人嚟嘅时候
，The enemies come.
佢哋系选择走
，And they chose to flee.
你就会明白点解保罗要加埋一句落去。
So now you would understand why Paul added this phrase.
我哋唔可以天真地期望咧，所有嘅基督徒都会为真道站立得稳。
We cannot expect all Christians to be able to stand firm in the faith.
除非你有呢一个嘅决心
，unless you have this will.
有呢个嘅意志能力
，that you are determined to sacrifice for faith.
你先至有机会打得赢呢场仗。
It's only then you can have a chance to win.
嗱喺哥林多前书咧，大家睇到呢个嘅境况嘅时候咧，大家可能会谂到其实咧，保罗系讲紧两个嘅方向嘅。
So here you're thinking Paul might be writing about two situations.
Two directions.
Or two directions.
第一个是刚刚讲到，就是当在一个打仗的背景里面，要军人真的站起来，似一个真的似军人的一个的心智。
The first direction you need to have is to be able to stand firm like a soldier.
第二方面呢，就是在哥林多前书里面经常提到，有两处，起码有两处提到，在哥林在三章同埋喺十四章咧，保罗系鼓励当地嘅基督徒咧，不要作小孩子啊，要长大。
And the second directive is in the book of Corinthians as well, in chapter 3 and 4, is to be mature and not behave like children.
呢度可能就喺度提到咧，呢一个嘅重要性。呢度就当然就可以包括埋所有嘅姊妹啦。
And of course, this includes all the sisters as well.
每一个都要站起来，不要再在信仰上作小孩。
Everyone has to stand up and not act like children in our faith.
当我们大家想到一个大人好像他的行动好像小朋友一样的时候，
When an adult behaves like a child,
我们都会觉得有多少奇怪无奈。
We feel very uneasy.
小朋友活出一个小朋友的样式 是没问题的。
It's fine for children to behave like children.
但我们做大人的时候，我们就应该像一个大人。
But when we are adults, we need to behave maturely.
我相信这是保罗讲到这个的重要性。
And this is the importance that Paul is talking about.
看到呢，如果我们有时候会问究竟这样东西重要一点呢？如果你说国家，这两样东西，哪样重要一点呢？
So to a country, what is more important?
很多人说呢，有家才会有国。
A lot of people say you have to have a family before you can establish a country.
咁有人就话冇国就何来有家咧？
But a lot of people also say without a country, how can you build your home?
究竟边样先啊，弟兄姊妹？
So which comes first?
我唞下气先。有家先有国系正常嘅。
It's natural to have homes and then you build a country.
但是为什么我们会叫国家国家呢？
But we always talk about a country first and then a home.
因为如果没有国就家就不安了。
Because without a peaceful country, your homes are not peaceful.
就会家破人亡。
And you may be losing your home anytime.
为什么会这么想呢？几时会这样讲呢？
So how does all this thinking come in?
因为这是一个属灵的战争啊，弟兄姊妹。
We need to think of this as a spiritual warfare.
我知道大家住在加拿大，这个观念很薄弱。
We don't really have war concept in a country like Canada.
但是在一个教会的层面，在一个属灵的层面上，我们是经常在一个战争的情况。
But spiritually, when we think about the church, we're always in a warfare.
如果大家冇一個嘅國家嘅觀念，我哋唔能夠保住一個嘅教會，保住上帝嘅國度嘅話，我哋依能講話喺弟兄姊妹，你能夠好温馨地每日係過一個好舒服嘅基督徒生活。
If we're not keeping this kingdom, how can you say that I'm going to live peacefully as a Christian?
第四點嚇，好快就講到咧，依一個嘅要剛強。
The fourth point I want to share is to be strong.
剛強咧係講到咧係當我哋喺戰爭裏面嘅時候，唔係一朝一夕就可以打完嘅，大家都知道啦。
We need to be strong because a battle does not last only for one day.
係一個長期嘅戰爭。
It's a long-lasting battle.
因為咁嘅緣故咧，保羅講到咧，每一個基督徒教會要剛強。
That's why Paul wants every Christian to be strong.
打一個禮拜、兩個禮拜戰爭，好多人都可以做得到。
It's okay for a battle to last one or two weeks.
但如果是长期的战争的话，就需要有这个的刚强的心智。
But if it's a long-lasting battle, you need to be strong.
在五个动词里面，刚强这个字是唯一一个动词是被动式的。
Within the five verbs to be, being strong is more of a passive tense.
Passive voice.
Passive voice.
讲到原来这个刚强是我们是需要外来的动力令到我们刚强。
We're passively strong because we need to be strengthened by an outside strength.
如果这个图画在一个长期的战争里面，讲到基督徒能不能够坚持下去的话，我们是需要神的不断的帮助我们能够继续的刚强。
Whether we can persevere in this battle or not, we need to rely upon God's strength to be strong.
弟兄姊妹，靠我哋自己可能都可以做好嘅基督徒一至两个礼拜。
Depending on our own strength, we might live out as a good Christian for a couple of weeks.
但喺一个长期嘅争斗里面，同魔鬼争斗当中
，But in a long-lasting battle with our enemy,
我哋冇可能靠自己经常嘅得胜。
We cannot just rely on our own strength to win.
我哋已经试过好多次。
You have tried many times.
我哋立志
You want to make a resolution.
你聽過我以前講，我哋好多基督徒咧喺不同嘅聚會都立志。
During different meetings in the church, you make your resolution.
舉手。
You raise your hand.
企出嚟。
You're determined to stand out.
填份表。
You fill out a form.
攞張書簽。
Or you got a bookmark to remind yourself.
簽個大名喺上邊。
Or you sign some kind of a contract.
哇！喺神面前立招，做乜做乜做乜做乜做。
And you made a vow before God. I have to do this and that.
可能一個月之後。
And maybe a month later.
啲書簽都唔見咗啦。
You lost that bookmark.
你見到張書簽。點解會簽咗個名喺度？
Okay, why is my name on this bookmark?
咩事咧？我唔記得咗。
What was that about?
你就會睇到咧，人咧係好軟弱嘅。
We are all weak.
我哋咧係好善忘。
We are forgetful.
我哋每一個人都係願意咧，係好希望咧過一啲嘅所謂安穩嘅生活。
We like to live a stable, peaceful life.
冇人咧想咧係跳出呢個所謂嘅comfort zone 啊，中文。
No one wants to jump out of their comfort zone， 安全地帶。
舒服。
舒服地帶。
舒服區啊，唉，真係對唔住啊。咁啊，幾年前咧我就你都聽過我講啦，改咗呢個觀念。
But a few years ago, I started to change.
我覺得咧唔係要 jump out 或者stay out of the comfort zone， 或 get out of the comfort zone。
It's not about jumping out or getting out of your comfort zone。
如果你記得嘅話，記唔記得？
Do you remember？
我哋需要 expand 我哋嘅 comfort zone。
唔係要離開個安全嘅地帶，而係要擴張我哋安全嘅範圍。
咁我哋就會經常都留喺裡面啦。
Then we'll always stay within the comfort zone。
但很多時候我們的 comfort zone 咧係太細啦。
But a lot of times our comfort zone is too small。
同埋你跳咗出去，你就會知道可以跳翻入嚟。
And then once you jump out, you started to go back in again。
但係如果我哋 expand 咗
，But if we can expand it，
我相信咧大家就唔會咁渴求咧係跳翻入嚟。
Then you won't have to find your comfort zone to go back。
嗱，依度咧係第十三節咧，係一節好我知道聽起上嚟或者講起上嚟咧係好硬嘅一節嘅經文。
Verse 13 is a tough verse.
但我相信保罗咧，俾我哋睇得到持守真理实在系好重要喺个教会里面。
But Paul is once again reminding us it's very important to stand firm in.
但有第十四节吓，感谢主吓。
But thank God we have verse 14.
讲到关系上嘅爱护。
It's about our relationship and love.
喺一个战争嘅背影后嘅前边吓。
In the backdrop of our battlefield,
保罗提醒我哋每一个基督徒，我哋所做嘅事情都要喺出于爱心。
Paul reminds us as Christians that everything we do must be out of love.
就好似喺哥林多前书十三章，我哋经常用喺婚礼用嘅嗰段经文。
Just like First Corinthians chapter 13, the passage on love that we often use in weddings.
呢一章当然大家都知道唔系讲婚礼啊。
It's not only about marriage.
呢個包係講到關於咧係我哋基督徒嘅互相嘅關係上係個基礎係乜嘢
？It's about the relationship that Christians are built upon.
冇錯，我哋有好多人有不同嘅恩賜。
We are all gifted with different talents.
有不同嘅激情啊、愛好啊嚇。
We all have different passions and different likes.
我哋甚至係有不同嘅角色。
And we have different roles to play.
崗位。
Different positions.
我哋但系相信咧，做一切嘅事情都要出于爱。
But everything we do must be out of love.
我哋喺敬拜去表示我哋对神嘅爱。
When we worship God, we express our love for God.
上帝要求我哋爱我哋嘅邻舍，如同爱自己。
God expects us to love our neighbors like how we love ourselves and love our brothers and sisters.
甚至乎爱我哋嘅敌人。
And to love our enemies.
冇错，喺保护教会上，我哋要坚强。
In protecting the church, we must stand firm.
但喺關係上，我哋要用愛心嚟維繫。
But within our own relationships, we must maintain it in love.
愛絕不是一件容易做嘅事。
Love is not an easy task.
有啲人唔可愛。
Some people are not cute.
但聖經冇講過。但聖經冇講過唔可愛嘅人，你就可以唔愛。
But the Bible does not tell you to love less the people who are not cute.
每一個我哋都要愛，係咪？
We have to love everyone.
我啱啱講咗啦，連我哋嘅仇人啊，所謂仇敵都要愛嘅時候，你就冇藉口唔愛。
If we even have to love our enemies, then we have no excuse not to love.
没错，我们可能不会喜欢所有的人。
We may not like everyone.
但我们要爱所有的人。
But we must love everyone.
在个人上，我相信这两者，持守真道，以及去做每一件事情上都要用出于爱心的时候，我们两样都要去学习。
Personally, I think we need to learn both sides, is to be tough in our faith and to love tenderly.
我刚刚讲了，在教会上我们有不同的恩赐。
Talked about different talents in the church.
就好像身体一样，我们有不同的，有手、有脚、有眼。
Just like our body with different functions, hands, eyes.
我们要学习相辅相成。
We have to learn to be complementary.
有些弟兄姊妹在持守真道上，他们有特别的恩赐。
Some brothers and sisters might be more gifted and at being tough in their faith.
在岗位上，他们有这样的要求。
And in their position, they have to stand firm.
你要容许他们这样做。
And you need to allow them to live it out.
同样要容许弟兄姊妹讲爱心，讲关怀。
And again, you also need to allow room for love and care.
我相信是两样都需要的，在教会里面。
Both elements are needed in the church.
缺一不可。
Cannot lack anyone.
如果教会只单讲爱，
if we only talk about love in the church,
因教会很快就会变成一个的社区中心，
this would only be like a community center.
如果教会只是讲真理，
and if the church only talks about the truth,
就会变成一个的好像法利赛人的主义的一个地方，
it would be a very legalistic place.
在结束的时候，我鼓励大家去支持你们的长老和教会的领袖们。
In closing, I encourage you all to support your leaders, your elders.
他们被你们是拣选来做这个持守真理的工作。
They are chosen by you to be strong and to stand firm in the faith.
第十三节特别是为到很多我们教会的领袖，我希望来成为你的鼓励。
I'd like to encourage many of our leaders with verse 13.
警醒,
be on your guard.
站立得稳,
stand firm.
做大丈夫,
be men of courage.
让神成为你的鼓励,
may God be your own encouragement.
好叫弟兄姊妹能够在一个这么安稳的环境里面能够学习怎样去互相相爱。
So that brothers and sisters can learn how to love in this peaceful environment.
大家揸車翻嚟嘅時候，有冇見到出邊啲樹葉開始變色啦？
As you drive here today, you would see the fall colors are coming.
如果你冇留意一陣，你喺門口望出去，嗰棵大樹已經變色啦。
You could even see the tree outside our church is starting to change colors.
So season of change.
呢個係一個改變嘅季節。
冬天就翻嚟啦。
Winter is coming.
但係咧，都係幾個月啫。
Only for a few months.
教会亦面对一个 season of change.
The church is facing a season of change.
但系我相信都系可能几个月嘅啫。
But it may only be a few months of transition.
耶稣系大牧者吓。
Jesus is our great shepherd.
我相信好快神会差遣佢嘅牧者嚟到当中。
I believe God will send the pastor to this church.
同大家一齐嘅系继续系去做福音嘅工作。
And to be with you all to carry out the ministry of the gospel.
Seasons of change are 好事嚟噶，弟兄姊妹。
It's a good thing to change.
我中意加拿大其中一个原因就系可以好明显睇到四季。
One of the reasons why I love Canada is because the four seasons of change are very obvious.
改变能够帮我哋能够更加识得去倚靠神。
Change can help us to rely on God.
有新的開始，有新的意象。
With a new beginning and a new vision.
請大家，雖然我會將快做12個鐘頭到啦，我就會離開這個的即時。
In less than 12 hours, my ministry, or more than 12? Okay. In about 12 hours, my ministry is coming to a close.
但是跟弟兄姊妹關係沒有因為這樣的緣故，寫上一個句號嘛。
But our relationship continues.
冇人會話我聽日就唔知你叫做咩名啊？你叫咩名？
I'm not going to forget your name tomorrow.
不過我記名係好差嘅。
Although I'm not good at memorizing names.
可能幾個月之後真係唔記得咗呢個名。
If I do forget your name in a few months.
咁你就唔好怪我，就我個講明先啦。
Please help me out.
但我記樣係頂呱呱。
But I will always remember your face.
所以咧，請大家咧就雖然有個 season of change 啊，一個嘅改變。
Although a season of change is here.
喺教會嘅運作上有改變。
Although there may be changes in how we operate this church,
但我和大家的关系应该没变。
But I don't think our relationship changed because of that.
可能会更加好，应该系咪？
It might be changed to the better.
我们一起祈祷。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们首先多谢你保罗对教会的提醒鼓励。
Dear Jesus, thank you for Paul's encouragement to the church.
主，我哋教会面对一个嘅改变。
Our church is facing the season of change.
但主，你系教会嘅大牧者，我哋相信你必然爱继续嘅去爱呢间教会，去保守呢间教会。
But Lord, you are a great shepherd, and you continue to love and keep this church.
愿意继续宣道会继续行在真道上。
May NCAC continue to walk in the truth.
有些时候是很困难。
It could be hard some days.
因为觉得真道是很冷酷。
Because the truth is just a little too cold.
没什么人情味。
It's harsh.
但主，这个是神你自己给我们的基础。
But this is the foundation you told us to be built upon.
假如我们离开真理。
If we leave the truth,
我们会很快就会知道我们人与人之间的关系就会开始出问题。
Our relationships will also fall apart.
跟神的关系出问题。
And our relationship with you would be a problem.
教会就会出现很多的不必要的争拗。
And there would be a lot of arguments in the church.
但愿你保守基督宣道会的领袖们。
May you keep the leaders at NCAC.
让他们能够经常的有一个警醒。
That they will always stand on guard.
作大丈夫,
be men of courage.
能够与神能够同行一起的配搭,
that they will always walk with you.
愿意弟兄姊妹能够支持他们,
may our brothers and sisters always be their source of support.
为他们祈祷,
to pray for them.
以致到他们能够继续有胆量的为真道站立得稳,
so they are always courageous to stand firm in faith.
愿意你继续祝福基督宣道会。
May you bless NCAC.
这样祈祷，奉耶稣名祈求。
Pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.